Welcome to the Z Spot, episode 2. We are so excited. We ended last show with talking a little bit about the first year that web series have been nominated for an Emmy. And our good friend Linda Palmer, she had a web series in contention, in consideration for an Emmy, and just barely missed the nomination, but has gotten all kinds of attention. It's called Carbon Dating. And Marla's going to talk a little bit with Linda right now and ask her some questions about the carbon dating and all the other things that Linda loves to do.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly. Welcome,
Kelly.
Linda.
Thank you, Marla.
Thank you for being here.
I'm excited.
This day was so exciting. You guys were in contention for consideration. I mean, how exciting is that, right?
I know. It is pretty darn exciting. We woke up and we're like, oh my God, you know, Mark's trying to tape everything and we're trying to Skype our calls and it was crazy. So yeah, we're pretty excited.
Oh, that's so great. How did you get involved with this series? How did it all begin?
You know, it's funny. My really good friend, her sister wrote it, Amanda Sarah.
Okay.
And she came and saw one of my short films that was in festivals, Our Father. And she fell in love with my style of directing and producing and asked if I would mentor produce the show.
Nice.
And I said, well, let me read it, you know, and yeah. I loved it. I fell in love with it. And right. I said, hey, I'm willing to come on and actually help you produce and direct it. But I have to tell you, she has such a vision about her that I talked her into co-producing and co-directing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So she actually learned through a 4-month period.
That's so great.
You know, what it takes to direct and produce. And I did that because she had such a vision.
Yeah.
And she's one of the lead actresses in it.
Right.
So she was intimidated to like direct. She'd never directed herself before.
Uh-huh.
And so she didn't know if she would be able to do it. And I'm like, let me be your eyes.
Yeah.
Behind the camera.
That is really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's got such a presence.
Well, I'm awesome.
You are awesome, Linda. You are.
You got two of your biggest fans in here.
And I'm your biggest fan, too.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's a love fest, everybody.
And we all love Marla because she talks about us.
Well, in a good way.
And you know, and that's wonderful that you're helping other people do that because, you know, it's your personality. But you also, you write a lot, don't you, Linda?
Yeah. I started writing like 20 years ago. And the name of my production company is Runaway Productions. And really, one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to work with newer artists and help bring their projects to life because I was in sales forever and I could get people to read my product or my scripts pretty easily. And I noticed that other writers really couldn't do that. Mm. They were, you know, they were kind of held back and just like they were afraid to show people their work. Mm. And so I'm very friendly for new people, new writers to be able to get to read their material. But also I love to give new artists a chance. And there's something about new artists. They have all this energy, all this passion. They're not jaded. They don't have the egos. And they come in and they want to do like 150% on a show. Like they just want to get it done. And I love that. Yeah. I'm so addicted to making things happen.
And I know that this last film that you kind of already wrapped up and you guys are working on a little bit, Last Call at Murray's, you had a lot of kind of beginners helping you, right? Or
yeah. I mean, I did have some very seasoned producers with me. I had two very seasoned producers on the show with me. I primarily directed once we were on set, which was 14 days in a studio.
Wow.
And but we did have a lot of new people. We had a lot of interns on set. We, you know, that was one of the things I've been doing the last couple of years is crowdfunding to try and raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of newer producers that got involved in the project, and so they were coming by, and you know, it was just neat to have a lot of people involved. But yeah, I think you kind of need
that energy that you were saying.
Totally.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like a family.
I mean,
you kind of—it's interesting because Michael Gross, of course, mm-hmm. was in Murray's, and he was also in Carbon Dating. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you guys got together?
Well, how we found Michael?
How you found Michael?
Under a rock. Just kidding.
Michael Gross, people, family ties.
Tremors.
Okay, it's a big time TV guy.
I have to tell you a funny story about that, though. So my daughter is like a teenager, and I said, hey, we're going to have this guy in our movie. And she's like, who's that? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like America's favorite dad on Family Ties, and he's in Tremors, you know, this whole, you know, this huge trilogy or however many they've done.
Oh,
and
wow.
She goes, oh, he was on Last Man Standing.
Oh, there we go. Okay. all relative.
It's all relative. No, but what happened was Michael was first attracted to work with me on Our Father. And that was the first project we worked on. We had a great relationship. He did fantastic. It was a fantastic project. And then we talked to him about joining Murray's, and then we coerced him into being on Carbon Dating.
Well, he was so great. Can you give us just a little snippet of what Carbon Dating is all about, who the demographic is?
Yeah. Carbon Dating is totally a show for baby boomers. It's a very whimsical look at two baby boomer women who are awkwardly aging in a youth-oriented society. So it's sort of these two women's misadventures.
So like life.
Yeah.
And again, this is a web series. If you're listening, of course, you're listening. on YouTube, right?
Yes.
People can find it on YouTube.
Yes, and it's carbondatingseries.com. You can go to our website.
Okay.
And then on our website, there's a link to our YouTube channel. There's a link. You can actually watch all of our shows,
how
too.
How long are the shows?
They're between 5 and 7 minutes.
Yeah. And how long did it take to actually shoot a show?
We did the whole season together, and we had 4 different production periods. So we shot over 4 months, and editing was about 2 months. And then started releasing in October of last year. Yeah. And we were releasing 1 a week.
Yeah.
And there were 9 of them.
Great. And they're super quick, super fun. Just log on and watch. It's very funny. And
Can I just interrupt?
Sure.
One of our favorite things to do during the FYCs was to say, you can binge watch our show in less than an hour.
I love that.
That's true.
That's a great tagline.
Absolutely.
Okay, so from the web series, I think before and after you were doing Let's Call It Murray's. Mm-hmm. That's a full feature film that you've done.
Yeah.
It's a full feature film.
It's my fourth feature film.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
And it's very weird because I had done one short that was designed to be a feature. Then I did 4 features. And then I went and did a short. And then I went and did a web series.
Wow.
Actually, yeah. So it was just kind of weird.
So can you tell us a little bit about Halloween Party? I mean, that's a whole personal connection, personal love of yours. We'd like to hear a little bit about that. And then tell us if there's any personal connection story that you're working on right now.
Halloween Party is very personal. My husband and I are crazy Halloween fans, and I wanted to do a film. I wanted to direct my first feature film. And so I said, hey, I want to bring a bunch of people to the house and have a party and film it. And
what can go wrong?
And I actually said, I want to work with these great improv actors, because I know a lot of great actors, improv actors. And so he said, well, how much is that going to cost? I said, I don't know, probably $10,000. And he's like, well, why don't you really do it and really plan to finish the whole thing and put it out there, market it and everything? He goes, if you did that, how much would it be? And I said, I don't know, $50,000. And he's like, okay, do that.
Wow.
So that's why you love that guy, right?
Yes. That's why we love him.
Well, it was over budget. Then we got a lot of great music and it went even more over budget. So, but anyway, we got married on Halloween. I mean, we seriously, our house is decorated like Halloween.
Addicted.
Most of the year. I now have a radio show called Bat Chat with one of my friends that is obsessive.
That's great.
And so, yeah, that's our connection to Halloween.
Can I just say
real quick?
Yes.
We're going to be at Scare LA. We got accepted in their film festival.
Yay!
So,
great. Excellent.
That's awesome.
Excellent. So now I want to talk a little bit about Cat Dex. This is a script that you've written.
Yeah.
And what inspired you?
Well,
how quick did you guys write it?
I decided that for me as a freelance producer, it takes easily 2 to 3 years to get a film off the ground from writing it to producing it, getting it out there. So I really did make a decision after Murray's that I wasn't going to spend that time on anything that I really wasn't drawn to and wasn't socially conscious somehow. Mm-hmm. And so I heard about that dentist that killed that lion, mm-hmm. Cecil the Lion, last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was so ticked off about the whole scenario. I was going to cuss, but I don't know your listeners.
No, please.
Anyway, so, I kind of developed a treatment. It was probably 10, 15 pages. And I have a friend that, a writer I've been following, I love his work, who's South African. And I thought, I need to put together a South African team to try and make this film.
Yeah.
Because it's an anti-poaching film.
Right.
And so I talked to Dion about it. I said, hey, would you be interested in writing this with me? He was like, yeah, sure, you know. So he started writing, and 30 days later, no lie, he had written the full 137-page script.
Wow.
Now, I developed the treatment a little bit more, probably to about 15 pages, and I gave him, like, the main characters, but then he filled it in with all these other really great characters, and it turned into this amazing action-adventure chick flick.
Love
with
it.
These two women.
Badass.
Badass.
Yeah, badass. Yes.
And if I could just say what it's about, like, my log line is it's a film about a girl Rambo hunting poachers in Africa, Tarantino style.
I love it. That's so awesome, Linda. Hashtag film like a girl.
Yeah, and I would just love to get Kevin Spacey to be our
please,
bad guy.
God, from your mouth. Oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
So awesome.
All right, let's campaign.
Yeah,
let's get it done.
Absolutely. So what else are you working on real quick, do you think, that you can tell us
about?
Oh,
I'm doing a couple of shorts right now. Okay. I've been hired to work on those, and they're really, really cool. Very excited about those. One's My Name is Lamar, and the other is Sienna's Choice.
That's great.
And other than really pushing Cat Dex and another feature that I want to direct, Turnover.
Yeah. Are you a big believer in the whole film festival circuit and getting your films in festivals?
I think the festivals definitely have a place, depending on what the route of your film is. Mm. If you have a film that it's like a heavy drama, or it's got something really unique about it, or if it's a short, festival routes are probably the way to go, you know, if you don't have a big studio behind you. Would Cat Dex ever be in a festival? No.
Right.
You know, that's a straight to the big theaters, and it's a $50 to $100 million film.
Yep.
I'd love to direct it, but I think that it would be a really big sell to take someone like me who's done micro-budget features and try and sell me to whoever the big investors are that are going to put $50 to $100 million in a film.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find a director.
Yeah. Well, you're a smart girl, and we're so proud of you. And we have the next segment we're going to have on the next podcast. We're going to talk to you about Our Father, which has won a lot of awards. And we both love it, Marla and I. It's just a great movie with Michael Gross. And so we're going to talk about that next.
Okay.
And we're going to say goodbye for now.
We are, and I think we're going to...
We're going to play a song from one of your movies.
From Murray's.
The one, of course, a song I wrote for
you. Oh, and that's so
one of my
awesome.
Faves. Here we go. Without
this
a song.
Without a song.
I'm going to pray that we stay here for a while. I'm going to dream till I wake up with a smile. 'Cause it's been too long without a song. I'm gonna sing every day that I'm alive. And I'm gonna feel, I'm gonna feel everything I have inside. 'Cause it's been too long without a song. And I'm barely hanging on. Life gives you chances that you must take. So live in the moment before it's too late. Life gives you choices that you must make. To live in the moment before. Too long without a song. And I'm gonna love like I've never loved before. And I'm gonna fly. Live in the moment before it's too late. And I'm gonna pray that we stay here for a while. I'm gonna dream till I wake up with a smile.